Chapter 31. Sterndrang, the Underhive of Molyor. They were moving. It was all Exor could tell with any degree of certainty. Consciousness was fleeting, flickering in and out like a lamp pack struggling for power. He saw the tunnel he had crawled through, though this time he had the vague sensation of being dragged. Then the well, and him rising, the hard breaths and grunted curses of his saviour accompanying him every meter they climbed. It was a long climb, though Exor only experienced it in fragments. "Where?" he managed to croak before blacking out. A hard smack and hot lances of pain in his cheek brought Exor back around. His head was throbbing, and it was hard to breathe. His skin burned like it was on fire. Sweat lathered his back, face, and chest as his enhanced biology reacted to the severe wound he had been dealt. "Wake up!" snapped a guttural voice. A second blow. It hurt just as much as the first. "Rest is for the dead," declared the voice, "and the weak." A third blow was threatened that Exor stopped. "Cease," he croaked, dizzy and faintly aware that he was lying with his back against a wall. Despite his ocular augmentations, the image that eventually resolved in front of him was indistinct, but he immediately recognized Zartath's snarling visage. "The thing that caused the keening is dead. I am free of it," he growled. "We are going back. Our original mission is still unfinished. Agathon charged us with tracking his quarry, so that is what we are going to do."
"I can barely stand, let alone track," said Exor.
"You need do neither," Zartath replied. "You came after me when you could have left me for dead. That's twice I owe you, Fireborn, a debt."
"You, Fireborn?"
Exor queried. Zartath nodded. "We? Us? I am Fireborn now." Though it was but a brief glimpse, Exor saw the face of the savage give way to that of the man Zartath wanted to be, but which his nature would not yet allow. "Get up!" he snarled, the beast rumbling up to the surface again. Zartath heaved the tech marine onto his back, grunting at the strain. "Leave no one behind," he said, and followed the trail left by Agathon.